Local grain elevators are the first stop for wheat grown across the country, and it's a long journey between the farm and fork. Railways established a century ago are the primary conduit, transporting wheat from the country to major terminals where it's pooled for purchase by millers and exporters. Brian Walker is retired from a lifelong career in the milling industry and is now a board member with the National Wheat Foundation. He explains flour mills are primarily located in population centers, many on the east and west coasts.
A lot of the wheat that moves out of, say, South Dakota would go, hard red winter would move down into the, maybe into the Omaha market to be loaded on trains, or they load trains in South Dakota and move them to forward markets, whether that would be into the Chicago area or something like that.
The central and southern plains still have processing capacity, as does Minnesota and North Dakota, for spring wheat milling. From time to time, Walker says millers will source wheat directly from a local elevator, especially when quality challenges occur or identity-preserved wheat is needed for a specific end use. But overall, he explains, the milling industry is the middleman between the farmer and the baker or food manufacturer.
Essentially, what we're doing from year to year is looking at the wheat crop to make sure that we can continue to replenish our customers' needs through their most economical channels.
Walker says the milling industry plays a balancing act, taking the crop Mother Nature provides and processing flour that meets consistency needs of the customer. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission.